Hallelujah. I'm excited to hear my sister preach today. I've been waiting for this. As a matter of fact, Libby was kind of excited. And no offense to the kids here, but she said it wasn't a kid's ministry Sunday. And she's like, I get to sit and listen to Carla preach. So if you would just give a warm sanctuary welcome to my sister, the pastor Carla Locke.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning and God bless you. Amen. I am indeed glad to be in the midst of Sanctuary Ashby this morning. I thank God for my friend, my sister. Amen. She already gave you our history. I was going to do that, but she already did it for me. Amen. But I'm grateful for her friendship. Amen. Sometimes you got to reach out. A lot of times you go to those type events, retreats, and you meet people, and then it stops there. And so I'm glad that we did connect. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for my son, amen, who came out with me. He's giving me the eye. Amen. Let me go ahead and give y'all a little backstory, because when I told him I was coming, he said, okay, good, that'll be a day I can stay home in the bed. And I said, no, you're going to either go to second or you're coming with me. And I think he told me Wednesday that he was going to come with me. And so I'm grateful that he did make it out, amen, this morning. It is good to see all of you. My name is Carla Loggins. I bring you greetings from Second Baptist Church of Worcester, Massachusetts, where my pastor is the Dr. Ronald Smith, amen. And I'm just glad that he has afforded me the opportunity to come, because we don't get to leave our church on Sunday morning unless we're on assignment. Amen. So thank God for assignment that I can come out and visit. Amen. I'm not going to stay before you long. Amen. I'm going to come from Hebrews chapter number 2. Hallelujah. Pray that you guys will be praying for me and praying with me. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. To stand in this place to deliver what thus saith the Lord. Lord, we're asking that you will bless every heart. Hallelujah. Bless every mind. God, speak to us on today, for we need a word from you, a word that is going to help us to become better Christians, better people, better witnesses, Lord. And only you can do this for us. Now, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said, amen. That's why you got to have bookmarks, because if I didn't have a bookmark, I'd be looking for it right now. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2. Amen. And I'm going to deal with just a couple of verses. The first four verses of Hebrews chapter 2. And the word of the Lord, I'm reading from the King James Version. I'm an old school. Amen. I'm old school. I stay with King James. I do read other translations, but I teach and preach from King James. Hebrews chapter 2, the word of the Lord reads on this wise: therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. The word of God for the people of God. Hallelujah. Y'all pray with me. Amen. Pray for me. Amen. That God will have his way in this place. Beloved, in this age of information overload, we have all experienced short-term memory loss. In other words, we sometimes forget. Hallelujah. As we get older, we sometimes forget, my God. And one of the nuances of the fallen nature of man is that we sometimes forget. I didn't give you my subject, did I? We're going to talk this morning, lest we forget. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Husbands, my goodness, sometimes forget. Amen. And in this age of technology, brothers, y'all might need to set a reminder in your phone of specific dates. Hallelujah. Wives sometimes forget. And wives forget mainly when the husband done forgot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Children sometimes forget. And if you grew up in the era when I grew up, your parents, grandparents, and the neighbors had a way of making you remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Parents sometimes forget unless you have toddlers and preteens, because they won't let you forget anything. Well, mama, you said, mm-hmm, yeah. Simply put, my brothers and sisters, we sometimes forget. Yeah. Now there is a such thing as good forgetting. Carla, where you get that from? The Apostle Paul writes in Philippians 3, he says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. I'm forgetting those things which are behind." Hallelujah. What things are you forgetting, Paul? Paul here says he's forgetting his past successes in Christ. Carla, where you getting this from? Hallelujah. Why would you forget that? Because if you dwell on the past, you become stagnated in the present and will not make it to your future. Hallelujah. He says, I'm forgetting what's behind me, and I'm reaching forth to what's before me. I press, press toward the mark. Now, that's a good forget. But I come on assignment today to tell you that there is a danger in forgetting. So as the children of God were led by God through the wilderness and into the promised land, he knew that they were at a high risk of forgetting. And so as he led them, he had them to build memorials along the way. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of these memorials, beloved, was for the people to remember God. And when their children saw these memorials, and being the inquisitive little people that they are, they would ask, "What is this? And why is it here?" And then the people of Israel would be able to pass God's goodness down through the generations. Hallelujah. But today, my God, somehow, some way, we have dropped the ball. We don't tell our children about the goodness of God. We no longer pass it on down through the generations. We don't tell them about our gracious God. We don't tell them about our deliverer God. We don't tell them about our healer God. We don't tell them about our protector God, our provider God, our savior God, our righteous God, our on-time God. We don't tell them about our great God. And then we wonder why we are losing a generation out of the church. There is a grave danger in forgetting God and what he has done for us through Jesus Christ, lest we forget. And now we, thank you, Jesus, we now have an opportunity to repent, to pick up the ball and pass on to our children that God is trustworthy. Hallelujah. Lest we forget. Now, beloved, we have far more distractions in this modern age. Hallelujah. In this age of technology, we have our priorities mixed up. Mm-hmm. And we will Sadly, we try to get our lives together before we come to Jesus. Mm-hmm. We try to get it together before we will fully submit to God. But I heard the Bible say that we are to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. But too many people want to wait till they get old. And no offense, y'all, amen. But they want to wait till they get old and can't hardly walk, hallelujah, and can't hardly breathe, talking about I'll serve the Lord. You can't, okay, back up, Carla. Let's move on here. We want to wait until we can't do anything for him before we fully submit to him. And this, my dears, is a distraction. And that's one of the tools of the enemy, is to get you so distracted that you forget God. For the Bible says, seek first, y'all walking with me? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added. Hallelujah. So that we must take heed lest we forget. Hallelujah. Walk with me. And I won't be long. Let's walk around in the text for a minute. Hallelujah. Hey, yes, God. Yes, God. The Paulinian writer here says he implores us to give more earnest heed to the things we have heard. That is, we need to pay attention. Very close attention to the word of the gospel. Hallelujah, that you have heard and come to believe. You must do this because there is a chance it might slip your mind. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, if we don't make a conscious and careful decision to remember God, the good news can slip your mind. In the run of a day, with all of these things being thrown at you, it can slip your mind. So we must put energy into remembering the good news of the gospel. We must make time, schedule it, write it in your schedule, put it in your planner. Make time each and every day to spend time with God and reflect on what he did for us through Christ at Calvary. We got to pay attention, because if we don't, brothers and sisters, it will slip our mind. Hallelujah. He says here, for if the word, he gives us a comparison. He says we need to pay more attention because it might slip. Now, he goes in, he says, if the word that was spoken by angels was steadfast, and that was the law given to Moses, and it was steadfast, and then every transgression and disobedience, listen, they didn't hold on and wait 2 weeks, amen, before they punished. When you broke the law, you were instantly punished. God would pull back, and they would wonder why God is not with us. Why is he not moving with us? Hey, y'all looking at me funny. It's in Joshua, amen, chapter 7, when they went to fight the battle of Ai, and God was not with them. They lost people, and Joshua and the leaders got down in sackcloth and went down before the Lord, and the Lord said, get up. There's sin in the camp, and if you don't remove it, I won't go with you. Hallelujah. And so if they received an instantaneous judgment, what is going to happen to us? We thank God for grace. Come on, I said we thank God for grace. For when we mess up, hallelujah, we don't get instant punishment. Don't get me wrong. There's consequences for sin. Hallelujah. But the grace of God covers us, and then he gives us an opportunity, hallelujah, to repent and come back to him. Hallelujah. But if the message delivered by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense, how shall we escape? If we then forget the gospel, our way of salvation. How shall we escape? They were instantly done. She says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord? Jesus himself put it there. He spoke it, and then those that were with him testified of it. They confirmed it by them. And then not only did those who were with him confirm it, God confirmed it. God confirmed it, bearing witness with signs, wonders, and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. What will happen to us if we neglect the word of God that was confirmed by God? Lest, my God, we forget. I'm just about done. I'm ready to sit down now. Hallelujah. Lest we forget. We got to be careful in this day and age not to allow the technology, not to allow the news, not to allow what's happening in the country to distract us from the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I understand my God said that he would never leave me, nor will he forsake me. So no matter what's going on in Washington, God got me covered here.
Yeah.
The children of Israel, y'all do remember they went in captivity under some mean leaders, hallelujah, that obstructed them, hallelujah. But guess what? God was with them, and he heard them when they prayed. So what am I saying? What you saying, Carla? Child, when you're going through and you're feeling oppressed, pray, because God hears you when you pray. Hallelujah. Lest we forget. Because sometimes we forget to pray. Yeah, y'all ain't going to be honest with me this morning. Y'all get ready to go to bed, amen. Should get down on your knees to pray, but you say, oh, I can just lay in the bed and pray and talk to God. And the next thing you know, hallelujah, lest we forget. I know y'all praying for me, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is a delivering God. He's a healing God. He's a keeping God. He's a saving God. So much so that he gave Jesus as the propitiation for our sin. Mm-hmm. Lest we forget, we are in trouble if we begin to take Jesus out of the equation. Uh-oh. Yeah, when you take Jesus out of the equation, you have removed yourself from it all together. You've removed yourself. Because without Jesus, we have nothing. Our salvation came through Jesus, not anything that we could do ourselves. Because we could not live and live up to the standards of God's law. Amen. We tried it and we failed. The children of Israel tried it and they failed. They tried it and they failed. And Jesus finally said, Lord, I'll save them. I'll go. Hallelujah. 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 Lest we forget. Beloved, let us be careful not to forget Jesus. Because he did not forget us. I'm going to say it again. Let us be careful not to forget Jesus, because he did not forget us. For one Thursday evening, Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. And he said, Lord, it's getting kind of rough. If you will, let this cup pass from me. Hallelujah. Jesus felt the pressure. He felt it was just caving in on him. And he said, if you will, God, let it pass. But then Jesus said something that we should make a part of our daily confession to God. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And then Judas enters the garden with a crew behind him. And he steps up to the Lord and he identified Jesus how? I hear you. He gave him a kiss. And the soldiers laid hands on Jesus and they arrested him. Hallelujah. They dragged him to the courts of Caiaphas. They dragged him to the courts of Annas. They dragged him to Herod. They took him to Pilate and back to Herod. Jesus had 5 trials in 4 courtrooms, and he never got justice. Hallelujah. He was condemned to die. A man who knew no sin, committed no crime, yet he was condemned to die. And Jesus, hallelujah, didn't back up from it. He didn't say a mumbling word because he knew his mission was to die for the sins of the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They put an old rugged cross on his shoulders. Yes, they did. And they marched him down the Via Dolorosa. Y'all walking with me here? Hallelujah. They marched him up Calvary's hill, and when they got to the top of the hill, they laid the cross down, and the executioners put nails. Yes, they did. Put nails in his hands, and then they put a nail through his feet, and then they lifted up the cross and put it down in its resting place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as they lifted up the cross and Jesus was hanging there, hallelujah, people were walking by mocking him. Hallelujah. The priests were scorning him. But I think they forgot something that Jesus said. Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." And they lifted him high, and they stretched him wide, lest we forget. Now, there was a thief hanging with him who knew that Jesus didn't do anything wrong. Hallelujah. And so he looked at Jesus and said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Today, right now, you will be with me in paradise." As Jesus was hanging on the cross, he still had compassion. Let me tell you, he was thinking about us while he was hanging on the cross. Hallelujah. Over 2,000 years ago, he was thinking about us as he hung on the cross because he knew that we were going to mess up. He said, "Lord, I'm dying for them too." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as he was hanging there, he had compassion, and he looked down and he said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." As I skip ahead, beloved, I can hear the Savior say, "It is finished." Mm-hmm. "Father, into thine hands I commend my spirit." And he dropped his head in the locks of his shoulders, and he died for us. Y'all ain't feel that. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. I said he dropped his head in the locks of his shoulders, and he died for us. If anything should make us happy, it's the fact that Jesus did die for us. Hallelujah. And as he was hanging there dying, he died. A soldier walked by and wanted to make sure that he was dead. Mm-hmm. And so they took a spear and pierced him in the side. And the blood came. Oh, yes, God. The blood came streaming down. Hallelujah. How precious is that flow? Hallelujah. That makes us white as snow. Hallelujah. The blood came streaming down. Hallelujah. They took him off the cross. Yes, God. They laid him in a borrowed tomb. Hallelujah. Beloved, but I'm glad that the story didn't end right there. For bright early on Sunday morning, Jesus got up. My God. He got up with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. And how dare we forget what Jesus went through on Calvary? We got to keep it in mind that he died for our sins. He got up for our salvation. He died that we could have a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. Thank you. How dare we? We got to make time for God. Spend some time and reflect. Because, beloved, Jesus did not have to do it. But he loved us so much that he gave his life. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and you and I are included in that whosoever, whosoever would believe should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lest we forget, we must remember. It's sprinkled throughout the Bible nearly 200 times remember. We must remember Jesus. Always remember Jesus. Take time, get in his presence, and remember Jesus, because the enemy is trying to make you forget so that you can be with him. But Jesus wants us to remember, because he's already secured our eternal salvation, lest we forget. God bless you.
I think she parted my hair from behind. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. We thank you, O Lord, that you truly have not forgotten us, O God, even when we are mired in our sin, and even when, O God, that we might have forgotten you and turned our back on you, Lord, that you never forget us, O God. Thank you, God. Thank you, O Lord, that in your character, O God, you are faithful. Faithful. And true. And God, I just come before you, Lord. I know that God's word never returns void. That's another promise in your word, oh God, that your word never returns void. And so, Lord, right now, if everybody would just join me in prayer right now. God, I come before you, Lord, and I know that this word has gone down deep into the hearts of those gathered in this place. How could it not, oh God? It was filled with every part of your truth and the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of a salvation that comes through a Savior that loved us unto death. And that, God, I know there are those that need to hear that message. And so, Lord, anyone that is in this place, in sound of my voice, either in this room or watching online or listening to the podcast, no matter who you are, if you have heard this message today and you say to yourself, that's me. I want to begin this journey with Jesus. I never understood that God loved me so much, that he didn't forget me. He doesn't forget me now in my situation. And in my darkness and in my struggling, that he is here for me. If that is you, we want to pray with you right now. If there is anyone in this room that wants prayer, with every head bowed, would you lift a hand right now? If this is you, if you want to come to the Lord today, just lift a hand in this place. Thank you, Lord. And those watching online, we know that you're there. We rejoice with you as you come to faith in Christ. And so, God, I'm just going to ask everyone in this place to pray with me and to repeat after me. Heavenly Father, we come before you. Seeking to offer our lives to you today. We know and believe that Jesus Christ lived, died, and lives again to give us eternal life. And so we surrender our lives. We ask that your Holy Spirit come into our hearts, make us new, scrub us clean, and fill us to overflowing. Today, I give you my life. And I ask that you walk with me for the rest of my days. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that there are those that are now even just walking in newness of life in Christ, and we rejoice with them today, oh God. But God, we continue to pray for anyone in this place, God, that knows that they might have forgotten you, and that in their hearts, they right now, they want to confess, God, that they have turned from you, and they want to make that right. They want to turn back to you. So God, for those in this place and in the sound of my voice, God, we pray that you continue to touch their hearts and draw them back, God, that you we draw near to you and you draw near to us, oh God, that you are a Father in heaven that loves us unconditionally and that wants to wrap us in a robe and put a ring on our finger and bring us back home. So all of those, God, that want to turn back to you today, that it might have forgotten you, but want today to choose to remember you, God, we pray for those in this place. I ask for your strength and your mercy on each and every one gathered here as they go forth in this place, God. I pray for a conviction and a commitment to walk in your decrees and in your laws and in your righteousness, oh God, that they would continue to seek after you in spirit and in truth. And that, God, they would not forget you. That at that time before bed, oh Lord, that there would be a time of earnest prayer or first thing in the morning, God, that these things would be imperative and important in their lives, oh God, and they would not forget these things. They would not forget time in prayer or time in your word or time in fellowship with the saints, God, that we need to build one another up. So, God, continue to make us mindful, O Lord, of all these things, God, so that we do not forget, lest we forget. God, how can we forget for all that you have done for us? So, God, continue to strengthen us. Be with us, O God. I thank you, O Lord, for my sister Carla. I thank you, O Lord, for her obedience in bringing the word today, O God, and that you have anointed it and gone forth before her, O God. I continue to pray for her and her son's ministry at Second Baptist, O God, that you are using both of them mightily. And I pray, God, that you would continue to do so, O God. Continue to open doors of outside ministry to God, that there is a gifts and talents, O Lord, that you could bring forth into places that are dry and wilderness places, God, that need the power of your Holy Spirit and the power of your word, O God, a message in time. And so, God, we pray for them, oh God, that they would continue to use their gifts to your glory, no matter where you would call them and where you place them, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you continue to give them obedience to be where you call them, when you call them. And, Lord, that you would strengthen them where they are. We pray for Second Baptist, even now, God, that you would continue to raise up a mighty army in Worcester, oh God, and that in their fellowship with other churches in the Worcester area, God, would be a witness, oh God, to the unity in the body of Christ, and that Worcester, oh God, would become a beacon of hope and a beacon of light, oh God, through the body of Christ working together in that place in power and in might through the Holy Spirit, God, that you have raised up an army in that place, oh God. Continue to strengthen them and fill them with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Continue to build up the saints, oh God. May they not grow weary in well-doing, because in due time they will reap a harvest, oh God. I pray, God, that you give them supernatural eyes to see the harvest that is waiting for them to just reach out. I pray that too for this place in Ashby. That you would continue to strengthen this church to not grow weary, O Lord, in well-doing, because there is a harvest that you have planted us in this place for such a time and place as this, oh God, and that there are those that are hurting right now that need to hear the gospel truth. And that, God, that we would continue to persevere in what you've called us to do here so that people would hear the truth of the gospel and to come to a knowledge of a God that loves them, oh God. I pray, Lord, that we not grow weary, that we not continue to just do things for the sake of doing them, but with an eye and an ear for those that are crying out, because we know you're there. We know these people are out there. So God, bring them in, oh God, and bring us out. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for this time in worship today, oh God. I thank you, oh Lord, for that word. I'm so grateful, Lord, that we could just come and receive such a meal. So continue to bless us, God, as we go forth today and as we share in fellowship and As we move into our lives beyond these walls, oh God, may we continue to walk in the righteousness of Christ. May we continue to be your hands and feet. And I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people say, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be blessed, church.